Welcome to the Delingpod with me, James Delingpod. And I know I always say I'm excited about this week's special guest, but I really am looking forward to talking to Dr. Ariana Love. I think it's going to be especially interesting to those of you who, like me, have got Lyme disease. And also, a much bigger category, I'm guessing, all those of you who have either suffered vax injuries or know people who've had vax injuries and want to help them. So I think, as Dr. Ariana is going to tell me, the Lyme disease and vax injuries are actually one and the same thing. Is that actually, before we go on, you've told me beforehand you are actually called Dr. Ariana Love, which is, I think, a very good name for a healing person. Are you American?
I'm American, yeah.
But you live in Finland.
Yeah, I've been living in Europe for the past, since 2011.
Yeah. Oh, I see. So you didn't, that was my next question. I wondered whether you might have fled to Finland to escape the kind of the vax tyranny of America, but you were ahead of the game there.
Yeah, I came to Finland first time in 1998 with my, right. I had family here. And
right.
My sons are Finnish.
So, tell me a bit about yourself before I, and then I'll tell people how we came across one another. But tell me about your background.
Well, my father is a naturopathic doctor. He's Dr. Eric Love. You can find him online at drericlove.com. He's been in the healing arts. He pioneered naturopathic medicine since before there were any institutions where you could get an education or a certificate as a naturopathic doctor. So he was in that field since I was a baby, since I was born. So I always understood the root cause of disease. I was understanding how you cure disease as well, and how the body works. This was like my second nature, and it was hard for me to understand why people didn't understand it. But as I got, you know, later, since this COVID pandemic was launched, it became clear that, you know, what the root cause of disease really is. I mean, and how this is connected to pharma. So, for the last, since 2011, I got into journalism. I started as a citizens reporter, because of the Palestinian cause. This really gripped my heart, and it astonished me that I didn't know that there was this evil occupation going on in the Middle East, and that it was not revealed to us in the United States. They hide this fact. So I was drawn into that cause, and I became an activist and a journalist reporting as a citizen. And then I was picked up by the Liberty Beacon, and they trained Roger Landry trained me. He's a lawyer. And I basically built two news channels from the ground up. So I was watching breaking news every single day that was coming out, and I learned geopolitics that way. And I was, you know, publishing and publishing articles, writing articles. So I became a journalist. And when this COVID pandemic happened is when I started my practice as a naturopathic doctor. I really never thought I would practice, because people were not ready to hear the truth about what causes disease. And I had that knowledge, but they weren't ready to listen to me about it. And it's a completely different thought and paradigm of what we were taught. So I've combined all of my skills, all of my skills as a researcher, as a journalist, in naturopathic medicine, to discover and reveal what's going on from my perspective.
Yeah. So you, obviously you had an upbringing in the world of naturopathy, but I mean, so you had a good grounding, but how long does it take to qualify as a naturopathic doctor?
Wait, I have to turn the volume up. Sorry, folks.
Okay.
Okay. Go ahead and ask again that.
How long did it take for you to qualify?
Qualify?
How do you qualify?
How do you qualify? Wow. That's a very good question. I don't know how to answer that, quite honestly. I think you have to be sincere at heart. You've got to be humble to the truth. You've got to have a spiritual connection that needs to be there. Otherwise, you won't be seeking, you won't be finding the truth. And because we are this whole societal construct is based on fundamental lies and in demonic, evil, wicked lies.
Yeah.
Right? The opposite of truth. And so our minds have been programmed since we entered the state education system to think a certain way and to conform. So my whole life has been to protect the knowledge I have and to reconnect with it and to keep it alive and not let, you know, my heart close. Or so I think meditation has been a tool that I've used to discover truths. Maybe half of the truths that I know are from meditation and my connection to creation. And the other half is from research and hard work. Mm. So, you know, you have to have that humility. You have to be surrendered, because your spirit, the teacher, which is the greatest teacher of all, is our spirit, which dwells within us all. But it's a very subtle frequency. And you have to, right? You have to be humble enough to listen to that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Arianna, I have to say, if I'd conducted this interview, say, 5 years ago, and I heard you say all that, I'd have thought, this is a load of hippie bollocks. And she's being evasive because she's, you know, she's not talking about how, you know, she can't be a proper doctor because she hasn't been through this rigorous testing program. And how do you learn stuff through meditation anyway? And also your invocation of evil would have just put me right off, because I was thinking, this is really woo. I have to say, I obviously leave it to viewers and listeners to make up their own minds about you, but I'm much more open to alternative medicine when I realize, as I think some of us have, just how malign the allopathic the mainstream medicine is. And I mean, if people haven't woken up to the evils of the medical profession through the recent rollout of these toxic, deadly, in some cases, vaccines, I mean, I don't know what planet they're living on. So I'm inclined to trust you that you know what you're doing. But I should mention how I came across.
Can
you.
I say one thing?
Oh yes, please. Go ahead.
I do have training as a naturopathic doctor. I mean, it's not like it was just all through meditation or something. I attended two institutions, including my father. I was trained by my father in my early 20s. Yeah. It was a passion, and it wasn't something I didn't have an ambition to practice or to open up a practice. I just never thought I would. But I went down that road because I wanted the knowledge, and I'm so glad I did. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this is when all this is over, the world is not going to have doctors trained in the Flexner system anymore, the Rockefeller Flexner system, is it? I mean, it's a health model which was designed to make people ill, and then designed to keep them sort of not well, but just alive enough to keep taking the That ain't going to work anymore. But that's a long way hence when a lot of people wake up to this. I just want to mention how I came across you. So I came across you through our friend Jennifer R. Curie. And I like Jennifer, and I trust her. And Jennifer was recommending this product, this new product called ASEA. And I've been taking this stuff, ASEA, for my Lyme disease. But I was going to sort of recommend it to people once, if and when it turned out to be a good thing. And I still haven't made up my mind, but I think you have views on this, and you think, well, tell me about it. I mean, you don't work for the company, do you? You're just an independent naturopath who thinks this stuff's great.
Well, I mean, I represent the company. I am an associate, and I am bound.
Like you sell it. Yeah. Yes. I mean, everyone who sells, everyone. Yeah, but that's how it works. Yeah. Isn't it? You sell the product. So you've got to kind of believe in it.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. This is like a multi-level marketing company. They call themselves New Level Marketing. And I very much like their compensation program. I think it's fantastic. It took a while to learn, but it's incredible. It's very good and it works. It's effective. But I've never really liked multi-level marketing companies. I've tried them and they never worked out. But this was different because this is a product. This is redox molecules. And this is the only company in the world that has them. And when I was searching for, when I found ASEA, I was looking for something that would boost the glutathione, because Lakinta Kalumna said that this is necessary. You have to boost the glutathione to be resistant to poisons. And so these redox molecules boost the glutathione levels up to 800% if you take 8 ounces a day. So I thought, I wonder if this would detox people from these injections.
Yeah.
And so that's why I started with the company, was to try it myself and then to see, will it work? You know, and I got really good results. And it took about 4 months and I had fully detoxed somebody who had taken one of these jabs. And
Can we just pause a second?
Sure.
All I know about this stuff is it's called ASEA and it comes in a blue bottle.
Yeah.
And it tastes bloody disgusting. It tastes like drinking swimming pool water because it's chlorinated. And I'm thinking this could be a miracle cure for everything, or it could be the biggest con. I know that glutathione is it helps the body's cells repair. Is that right?
Okay, glutathione is the body's master antioxidant, right?
Right.
And our bodies produce glutathione. But when we turn age 26, around that age, when we start to age, something like a switch gets turned off, or switch, something in our body just switches, and our cells no longer can absorb the glutathione properly. So we become deficient. And this is what causes aging and death. And so this is an anti-aging supplement. It reverses that process. It actually drives oxygen and also glutathione into the cells, so that your glutathione goes up off the charts. I mean, there's nothing on earth that can boost glutathione levels to 800%. And when you empower your body like this, your body can detox from anything. It's empowering your body. It's replenishing your body of your redox. Now, redox molecules, we are redox molecules. That is our body's natural operating system. And so just like pharmaceutical companies are trying to insert an artificial operating system into humans now, we have our own, and it's redox molecules. Now, that means that we are part salt. Because redox molecules, ASEA redox molecules, they're isolated from sea salt. That's it. There's no other ingredient. But what they've done is they have a patented technology where they eliminate everything from the salt that you don't need, and then they isolate the redox molecules. So when you consume this concentrated amount of redox molecules, your body recognizes it because it's native to the body, has zero toxicity, and your body just sucks it up and absorbs it. And it has this incredible power. Its rate of absorption is within 5 minutes, it's absorbed into every cell of your body. I really don't know anything else that can absorb that fast. So with that rate of absorption, glutathione gets driven into the cells, as well as the nutrients and particles of the food that you're eating. So it is a delivery system. You don't need to take zinc if you use ASEA. Now,
okay.
About the chlorine, this is important. About that taste, it's not that it contains chlorine. It's that our bodies taste that when we're deficient. Once you've replenished your redox molecules for a while, the taste will change and become sweeter.
Oh, okay.
It's when your body is deficient and you really need it that you taste the chlorine.
Ah,
You taste a chlorine taste. Yeah.
Why Jennifer kept asking me, have you noticed the taste? And I've been waiting for this moment where the taste changes and so forth. So look, what you're saying sounds absolutely bloody amazing. I mean, you know, I'm taking this stuff, so I'm not ruling it out. But I've got to ask you, how do you know that it does this stuff? How do you know that it boosts the glutathione levels and has all this wondrous effect?
That's an excellent question. Well, ASEA, the company, has three studies that they've done, scientific peer-reviewed studies, that prove the 800% increase in glutathione levels. That's with 8 ounces a day or 240 milliliters daily, and you get that boost in the glutathione. There's also studies proving, there's a study called ASEA and the Big Three, and this is the best one to read. It talks about the boost in glutathione. It also reveals that the redox molecules turn genes on, and it repairs damage to the DNA and damage to the cells, to your healthy cells. And it helps your body to eliminate dead or dying cells, because this is the process of our bodies. And yeah, it helps our bodies to repair from injury on a cellular level. And what else? There's something else. It works against radiation as well. It repairs damage to radiation.
Very useful for the coming nuclear war. I'm by the way, I'm recording this program before the World War III is broken out. And perhaps by the time you see this, we'll already be fried. So, well, that's good. I like the sound of that. I mean, look, the reason I'm being skeptical is partly because I have a duty to all my viewers and listeners, and partly because I've spent like the last 5-10 years of my life trying to knock my Lyme disease on the head, going through all, you know, I went for stem cell treatment in Germany, which I don't think it really worked. You know, I've tried all manner of stuff. Some has been good, some has been made no difference. And look, today I'm feeling nauseous. I'm feeling like shit. And I have been for weeks. I've got brain fog. Not, by the way, as bad as most Lyme. You know, I know Lyme people who can't get out of bed, whose lives are totally ruined. You know, I went for a run this morning, so you know I should complain. I mean, I'm not at death's door, but I do want to knock this thing on the head. And you're suggesting to me that ASEA might be the route out of this problem, or one of the routes out. Is that right?
It's the main supplement, yeah, that I would start you on. There are other things that would greatly help, like StemTech. StemTech is another anti-aging supplement. They studied for 15 years all the supernutrients. They isolated or identified the supernutrients that make your adult stem cells start to produce again. So you don't need this stem cell treatment. Now, I want to say something for people and warn people against it, because I have researched that new stem cell. They take stem cells from your bone marrow, and then they genetically modify them and alter them in a laboratory, and then inject it back into your body or infuse it back into your body. And this is an absolutely unapproved experimental medicine. We do not know the results of that. Anything that's genetically modified, yeah, not to horrify you, but I mean, I want to take this opportunity to warn people against it, that it's a completely unsafe experiment. We don't know what the outcome will be. But anything can be repaired in the body. So don't worry. Don't freak out. I mean,
yeah, because I really don't like to think I've had, you know, I've just done something. I mean, you've made me feel like, I think a lot of people who've had the death jab must feel that, you know, they're starting to think, what did I do? But, you know, when you're ill,
yeah,
or when you've been brainwashed by the government, in the case of vaccine people, you're desperate to do what you think is right.
And vulnerable. You're scared, and then the doctor is the one that's the savior. You're supposed to trust the doctor, and they don't know what they're doing. They're using experimental treatments, experimental unapproved drugs all the time.
Yeah. Also, yeah. I tell you the other big problem I run, and I speak as a reformed normie. You know, it's only recently that I've entered the magical world of Ariana Love, and you know, I mean, you've known this stuff for a long time, but if you talk to almost any normal person about the medical establishment, they have this faith that there is a system out there full of checks and balances which guarantee patient safety. They will say, well, no clinic could ever open up and give you these treatments which were potentially dangerous. It wouldn't be allowed, or the law wouldn't allow it, and medical ethics wouldn't allow it, and so on. I mean, so mm-hmm. It's quite hard for people to come to terms with the fact that the medical profession is not, the mainstream medical profession is not to be trusted. Mm-hmm. So tell me a bit about that. Tell me about what you know about how the world works. Let's go back to basics.
I never trusted governments. I never trusted allopathic medicine my entire life. I just knew.
And what is allopathic medicine?
Well, allopathic medicine it's the Rockefeller education. So they created the Rockefeller Institute of Medicine in 1909, was it? Before the 1918 Spanish flu democide, right, where they inoculated the population and killed hundreds of millions.
We'll come
to
that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Okay, allopathic medicine. It was all a setup. You know, it was they black PR'd traditional medicine, which is our roots. It's our ancestry. It belongs to us, all of us. And, you know, we need to reclaim it. We need to revitalize traditional medicine. We need to learn to use the trees to heal ourselves and the nature, because all the answers, everything you need is there in the nature. So yeah. Allopathic medicine, it is based on death, dying, disease, and it's an industry of basically they create the disease and then they create the illness by injecting through the vaccination program, since all of us, you know, in childhood probably had a vaccine. And it is a biological weapon. From my research recently, I mean, even I didn't know this up until recently, I found that, you know, all of the vaccines that we thought were vaccines for the last few decades have contained mycoplasmas. These are biologically altered through cross-species genomics using bacteria and deadly plasmids and toxins and molds and fungus and et cetera, and other species of, I don't even want to even, I'll just stop there. But things that are poisonous and toxic to humans, and this is gain of function, and they've been injecting it into people. So vaccines have always been bioweapons. I didn't know that. I didn't know that until recently.
Yes. Because I think a lot of people, you'll often hear the phrase, I'm not an anti-vaxxer, but, and the people who say this are people who are halfway down the rabbit hole, who've recognized that these mRNA vaccines, which aren't vaccines, used to treat COVID or whatever it is, they recognize that that is wrong, but they still cleave to this notion, which they've been fed since they were children, with that first lesson about Louis Pasteur and Edward Jenner and how he spotted, you know, he spotted that dairy maids had clean complexions, and we know the story. People have this faith that the vaccines that they give in large numbers to their children now. I mean, my daughter, for example, went through her, you know, she's only, you know, in her 20s, and she's already had 30 vaccines, and I've had loads and loads of vaccines, and I've been, you know, very gung-ho about it. Like, I want to go to Africa. I want to go to tropical Africa. I've had my yellow fever, and I've had my cholera, and I've had my, you know, and then I've taken my malaria pills, and you know, this is going to protect me. You're saying that the evils of vaccines go back way further, way before the latest rounds.
It was always rooted in evil. We didn't know the extent of it until now. So, for example, these mycoplasmas, they're designed to evade your immune system and remain within your body. They're using, I found studies proving that they're using anthrax and they're using E. coli. And these are some of the most deadly bacteria that exist. And they stay in our bodies for decades, and only if you do some sort of an intensive cleanse can you detox them. Things like redox molecules that penetrate deep into the cells, into the tissues, into the bone cells, and they where these mycoplasmas are lodged, and they get them out. So you've had a lot of these vaccine injections, right? And the U.S. government has admitted that Lyme disease is caused by a biological weapon. They have come out into the mainstream and admitted that. So
Where did they say this?
I'll have to dig it up, but I've come across it, and you know, it is. They disclosed that. They admitted to it publicly. So
they must have disclosed it through the back door. I mean, they must have sort of slipped it out. So, yeah. You know, kind of we're admitting it, but we're not
right,
admitting
it. Right, so to prevent liability, maybe that's why they do that. And then they won't like smear it in the mainstream. But it's there. I'll do some research and try to dig it up. So it's not just Lyme disease. It's every chronic illness is connected to mycoplasmas. People can type in mycoplasma and chronic illness, and you're going to get dozens of peer-reviewed scientific papers proving this. Every single disease under the sun is created by Big Pharma, all chronic illness.
What's a mycoplasma?
A mycoplasma is a bioweapon. It is an extraction. It starts as an extraction of a bacteria, of a deadly bacteria. There are 13 of them that they're using. We know this from the U.S. biolabs in Ukraine and the information that Russia gave to the UN Security Council. So they're using 13 very deadly bioweapons, bacteria like anthrax and like E. coli. And they're genetically modifying it in a laboratory. So these extractions of the DNA of the part of the bacteria that replicates. They want it to replicate in our bodies. So it's bacteria that does not have a cell lining. That is how a mycoplasma is classified. The only way you can get a bacteria that doesn't have a cell lining is in a laboratory by extraction. So you'll find that mycoplasmas are the root cause of all disease, and therefore pharma, because they're the ones injecting this into people. So they are creating an industry of disease that they can then profit on, because the mycoplasmas, they stay in the body. Maybe a person gets sick, maybe they don't, but later in life when the immune system is suppressed, when you start aging, if you get sick, if you have an injury and a trauma to the body, anything that affects the immune system and makes it drop, boom, the disease starts to manifest.
I'm having a light bulb moment here, because what you're, I mean, I know that there'll be some people watching this and saying, this is just crazy shit, I don't buy it. But what you are saying, I've done a lot of research. I've listened to a lot of stuff in the last couple of years, and what you say accords perfectly with what I've read and heard elsewhere. For example, one of the puzzles I noticed, you know about the Milner Group and Cecil Rhodes, and one of the first places they used these bioweapons was in, I think, German Southwest Africa, Namibia, against the Herero people. They experimented on them, and they killed lots of them. Mm. But Cecil Rhodes, who was a member of this thing called the Milner Group, sent his people out to try and into the bush to try and isolate new strains of bacteria and viruses and so on. And I couldn't understand. Yeah. I couldn't understand why this would be. But this accords with what you're saying, that the thinking goes back many years, that they thought of this brilliant plan. We can make people sick in order to be able to cure them. How do we make them sick? We encourage them to do this thing called vaccination, which is for their health. And we persuade them that it's really good for them. And this, of course, ties in with another of the great mysteries of my, one of those things that I wondered about before I went down the rabbit hole. I used to wonder the remarkable fact that more people were killed in the so-called Spanish flu pandemic of 1919 than died in the mechanized slaughter of the trenches. And even as a, you know, as a young chap, I used to think, well, this is quite a big deal. You know, more people are killed by this disease than died in the Somme and Passchendaele and all these terrible wars, terrible battles. How could it be we don't know more about it? And I think you've looked into that. I mean, we know who was in charge of the vaccination program during the Spanish flu, don't we?
They did the same thing back then. They put everybody in masks, created a scare, a fake pandemic, and then injected U.S. military troops with this smallpox, the H1N1 bioweapon. It's a bioweapon. And it spread in the population, and they continued to inject people, got people so scared that they would continue to take injections. The people who survived, guess what they used as a remedy? They used baking soda. Because it alkalines the body and it makes you more resistant to disease. You need to use the right quantity. Don't overdo it. But so, yeah, I mean, this is all documented history. And then after they killed off.
But in a way, it's not documented. That's the point. Look, I've read books about the pandemic of 1919 and they make out that it was a real thing. That they speculate as to its origins and so on. The two books on it, none of the books I've read have said it was coordinated by Bill Gates' father, wasn't it? Bill Gates' father was in charge of the vaccination program, yep. I think.
They're eugenicists. Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah, and now he's doing it again. They're from elite families. They're from elite-ish bloodlines that somehow took power after they killed off the population. I mean, you kill off the adults and you have a bunch of kids and you put them on slave ships and you send them over to the Americas and you have them working the fields at slave labor at 5 years old. I mean, this happened. There's documented evidence of this, but it's buried. And so then they restarted civilization. And, you know, with people's memory, just completely a big gap as to where people came from. And I mean, you have to dig to find that, but it's still online. So they did a reset. What I can see is they reset everything. They reset medicine and they black PR'd and did away with traditional natural healing. You know, with using plants and herbs and the things in the nature that were given to us to use to heal ourselves and our bodies. And yes. They introduced a whole new system, which is brand new. Allopathic medicine is not traditional medicine. It's less than, around 100 years old. And this is not the medicine we used for thousands of years before that. It's brand spanking new. And it comes from these evil people who are these elitist satanic bloodlines. You know, they're worshiping demons and they believe they're supremacists too. They believe that they are superior to everybody else that doesn't have their blood. And so they are the ones who orchestrate wars, who created the financial banking system, who established Hollywood and the media, and they own and own and own everything. And they own the institutions that teach allopathic doctors, you know,
That's right. I remember it was JP Morgan and Rockefeller. JP Morgan was having trouble with some of his businesses and needed a new business model, if I remember rightly. And JP Morgan and Rockefeller teamed up and poured gazillions into medicine. They bought up all the medical colleges and they said, look, we will give you this money on condition that you take our guy to run this institution. You know, you'll be made for life, loads and loads of money, all the money you want coming out of your ears. And they commissioned this report by a stooge called Flexner who made out that this stuff was modern medicine.
Yes.
And this is how most of us think now, isn't it? That most of us imagine that all the old stuff was like leeches. I mean, we're always talking about leeches and we always imagine that people died much, much younger and that nobody was really healthy before modern medicine came in and vaccination and saved our asses. I mean, that's what we're told, right, isn't it?
I think so much of history was a lie. So much of it. I mean, there's even more secrets that we have yet to discover that are right in front of our faces. Like, for example, the Notre Dame Cathedral in France. I don't believe we built that. These incredible big cathedrals you find all over the world that all look the same. They have the same type of signature architecture, yet we can't duplicate it because we lost the ability. But it's worldwide, even in Japan, their House of Parliament, same, you know, big pillared architecture. There's something that is they are trying to hide and that they've been keeping from the population. And now it's a great awakening. You know, we've had at our fingertips, we've had the internet, right, where we can access information without having to go to a library. And so people, if they want to know, they can educate themselves. And so this has created, it's almost like the Bible. When they published the Bible into different languages, the Vatican could no longer, yeah. There was no, the oligarchs, they were the aristocrats, you know, back then. They could not control the people anymore because the knowledge got out. Oh, you mean I'm connected to God internally myself? You mean I don't need the priest? I don't need any moderator between me and my creator? I can communicate directly? So this empowered people to disconnect from the system. So they had to create a system with the illusion of freedom that, okay, here you go, you have human rights. Here you go, we have these laws. And it's all a big show. And look what they did. They're just taking them away from us now. So we've had these Rockefeller families that have established a system for us that is a system of slavery, debt slavery, and just mental slavery. And now they want to take it all away and tear it all down and introduce a one world government system where there's just very few at the top controlling and everyone else is completely enslaved. And we have to take our biannual injections and stuff. This is where this is going. They want people continuously injecting themselves. And it's not working out well. People have stopped taking the injections. They're not injecting their kids. And so I guess we can expect some, you know, big false flags or financial collapse or whatever it is they're going to attempt.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm with you on that. Look, we've got material for, you know, hundreds of podcasts. But let's stick to the mission in hand. And have you got good news for me? Okay, so you're saying that Lyme disease is a bioweapon. So I probably didn't get it from a tick bite. I got it from one of the myriad injections I've had over the years. Would you say
two possibilities, injection or a tick bite? Because they have weaponized ticks to be carriers. They can carry parasites. It gets complicated. So the messenger RNA, I just did a broadcast with Dr. Robert Young a few days ago, and where we reveal that the vectors of the messenger RNA are parasites. So they've been using this technology for a while. It's definitely... they're using the P. falciparum to induce AIDS. And I know this is complex and it goes into a whole nother, you know, discussion, but we're dealing with parasites. That's the thing. And they've been in exposing us, deploying parasites on us for decades. And by injections is one possibility, or they've weaponized, like for example, the Russians, when they gave the data to the UN Security Council, what they collected from the US bio labs in Ukraine, they had weaponized ticks, they had weaponized mosquitoes and other insects to carry these parasites, which are carrying the messenger RNA. So
here's the thing, Ariana, the Russians have given all this information from the captured Ukraine bio labs, which were presumably run on behalf of people like Anthony Fauci. They've given this information to the UN, and the UN seems to have done less than sod all about it. I mean, I haven't read any, well, certainly the newspapers haven't been eager to print this stuff. I haven't read newspaper headlines about US sponsored bio labs in the Ukraine and what they've discovered. Right. Am I right? It's not out
there.
I was the first
journalist to publish on this, to talk about publicly the US bio labs in Ukraine. Also, Ossie Kosek, was another journalist. That we were the first two to
I read this stuff?
I have an article on my website. It's ambassadorlove.wordpress.com. And there's it's U.S. Biolabs in Ukraine. And I was the first journalist to actually write an article about it. And then it was picked up by a few other people, a few other journalists like Tucker Carlson.
Ah, okay. So there is actually a traceable, there is information traceable via your research to the, I mean, is it on the UN's websites? Is it, where come on? How do you get these documents?
They tried to cover it up, and I don't know. I haven't read the documents, but I cited the Russia's report. So the UN Security Council acknowledged it publicly. I don't know if those documents are public. I'm not sure. But no. they basically tried to cover it up, and it didn't get any publicity in the mainstream media other than Tucker Carlson.
Because essentially this will be dismissed as Russian propaganda, because that's the game they play.
Yeah, anti-Russia. And then, yeah, basically, exactly. And
so in a way, So
what Russia reported was that the NATO and the U.S. And allies in Ukraine had attacked Russia with these weaponized insects. So there was a biological attack on Russian soil from Ukraine. And this was the justification for Russia's, you know, intervention in Ukraine.
Right. Right. Well, one of, I mean, there were other reasons as well. Intelligence reports that the Ukrainians are about to invade Crimea and all sorts of stuff.
And I also have documents that I've been, I haven't shared yet on my channel, but I'm getting ready to do another broadcast with Dr. Young. And we're going to go into the studies that shows that they weaponized ticks, for example, to be carriers of bioweapons. And mosquitoes too, and parasites.
Well, we see that Bill Gates is mosquitoes in Florida. Yeah. I mean, you know, and boasting about how somebody put a hand in a jar of mosquitoes and they injected him or something like that. I saw recently. So I suppose this stuff is creeping out there.
It's worse than that. The World Health Organization tested the P. falciparum, a genetically modified version of this parasite. So it's a synthetic parasite, but it's also part organic matter. Anyway, it's living into new species. And they were testing it on infants as young as 6 months old. And they were maybe even younger. And they were testing it on children, hundreds of them, in multiple studies, the World Health Organization. And they were allowing the mosquitoes to bite the children. And they were also injecting them. Those are the two modes of deployment of getting it into the body is by either injection or through an insect as a carrier. I think it's more effective when they inject it. So they injected a vaccine that contained this genetically modified parasite that is patented. And this is how they tested it. And it was all under the guise of protecting pregnant women against placenta malaria so the baby doesn't die in utero. But, oh, guess what? Now it's in the COVID shots and they're injecting that into, you know, pregnant women and it's killing the baby in utero. So they do this double speak where they tell us it's for your good. We're helping. We're protecting you. We care about you. And then they turn around and weaponize it and use it against the population.
Okay, Arianna, I'm depressed enough now. Please tell me you've got some – look – The $64,000 question is, all those people, all those of us who've been victims of these bioweapons, whether through the COVID jab or through Lyme disease or whatever, can we cure it? And how?
I don't like to use the word cure because that's when they come after you. But can you reverse it? Absolutely, yes. Have people recovered? Oh, yes. Have I seen that in my practice? Yes,
really?
And yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. The body. Okay. Now, if I can't address this now, because people ask me, how is it possible that you can reverse a genetic modification of the genome, where the messenger RNA encodes in the gene in the cell of your body, you know, in a targeted cell, and the DNA is forever changed. Well, the answer is you cannot reverse that. That cell is a dead cell. The thing is this is, but it is reversible in the bigger picture. Our bodies can take care of that. Our bodies are constantly processing. We are taking in, our cells create energy, and then we have a cleanup crew that gets rid of waste, and dead and dying cells get eliminated by our bodies. Now, what they've done is they've poisoned people with these injections, and by poisoning people, your immune system gets suppressed. The mitochondria goes into a reactive oxygen species where it starts cell signaling in distress. And there's a cleanup crew of your microbiome, your healthy bacteria, that kicks into gear and starts to go after the poison. Your white blood cells start to take in the poison into its own cell, its own body, and cleans up. But when the poison is so extreme, this cleanup crew gets overwhelmed. The mitochondria starts to get suppressed. It gets weakened and weakened. And your body just starts to break down and cannot function and cannot detox the poison out of the body. So this technology is designed to stay in the body. It evades the immune system. And it attacks your cells, only targeted cells, because there are trillions of cells in the body. So the nanotechnology cannot target every cell at once with one shot. It's going to do targeted strikes, maybe on the frontal cortex of the brain, in the reproductive organs, maybe in the heart of men, et cetera, like this, to weaken. And every shot weakens you more. Now, how you reverse it is this. You give the vital nutrients to the body that it needs to empower and support your immune system so that your body does the detoxing. And what I found is that it's salt isolates and salt derivatives that have this power in the body to detox, to cancel this technology, to create to alkaline your body and create an environment where the parasites cannot thrive and they end up wanting to go out of the body. There's certain super nutrients they can't stand, like alfalfa, like blue green algae, like pine oil, like black seed oil. This kills them. It surrounds them, suffocates them, and kills them. And you combine certain salts, and if you know how to use those salts and salt derivatives, then it works against this technology. So you need an entire protocol to tackle this. And that's what I've developed. Now, once your body is empowered with these super nutrients that work on a cellular level, they work on a nanoscale to replenish the body and support your immune system, then your body begins to, and when you push it, see this technology, another thing in the studies, the nanotechnology only works in an acidic body environment. It does not work when your body is alkaline. When your body is in an alkaline balanced state, the technology cancels and flushes through your body. That's what the studies say. So this is the secret. This is the key. But when you're poisoned, you become acidic, and therefore the technology can work. So they want to keep the body even poisoned with more injections, with graphene, giving us exposed to these things in our environment through our food, etc., spraying, however possible.
Yeah.
So when your body begins to detox and you go back into a pH balanced state, guess what happens? The technology can't work. The parasites can't grow and thrive, these GMO parasites. They start to cancel, and your body starts to kick it out. And then you have a certain percentage of cells in your body that are cloned. Those cells are goners. The DNA has been snapped. A new complementary DNA called cDNA, this spike protein, has been coded into the cells. Those cells are genetically modified. Those cells, if the body is in an acidic state, will continue to replicate and kind of take over your body system. And it's like body snatching. That's kind of how I look at it. But when your body is in a pH balanced state and it has the nutrients you need, then it starts to isolate those dead, damaged cells. and it starts to eliminate them out of the body because the body sees them as dead. They don't have your genetic codes like all the other cells. Our cells are alive. Our cells are intelligent. Our cells are very intelligent and they're alive and they signal with each other and communicate with each other. And so the whole body is this very intelligent, has this very intelligent design, and it will automatically start kicking those dead cells out and start repairing damage to the healthy cells that can be saved and start producing new adult stem cells. And the StemTech product enables your body to start producing adult stem cells again and speeds up your regeneration. And it is through cellular processes, as your cells are replicating, that this is reversed, that those clone cells start to being spit out of your body by your own body. And then your body starts to produce new cells and you can come back. I've seen people come back from complete lobotomization of the frontal cortex of the brain, where they're catatonic and cannot speak, adults, and they've come back. So yes, the body can recover and repair from anything, but not by itself, not without help, because this technology was designed to destroy your body and kill you. But with a medical intervention that works, not an allopathic one, allopathic drugs do not work to detox. They make the body more acidic because they all contain toxicity. And the last thing you want to do is add more toxicity to somebody who is, you know, basically struggling for their life or poisoned. You don't want to add any more toxicity. You want to eliminate it. So when you have a medical intervention like my protocols that work, someone can detox, they can come back. If they're very poisoned, it can take months. In my experience, the majority of people can be saved. The majority of the people can be saved. But it is because of a lack of knowledge that they don't know how to fix their body that they will probably die. There will be a lot of people who die because they don't have this knowledge.
Yeah, well, certainly, from where I'm sitting, it's possible you're talking to Pete Bollocks, but I think I would take a punt on that. The only thing that bothers me about all the treatments I've had over the year, bloody expensive. All the ingredients that you, I mean, but I suppose if you went private with allopathic medicine,
if you go and you do that stem cell treatment from allopathic medicine, it's so expensive.
Don't mention it. Stop it.
If you go to a clinic, a natural healing clinic, you're going to pay $10,000 to be detoxed from this this technology. My protocol is actually quite cheap compared to both of those routes. And I have actually created an less expensive, like the bare minimum that cost, it will only cost like maybe $300 a month in order to detox. It may take a little bit longer than some of the more expensive supplements, and it may be a little more complicated, but people can do it. And they have.
So for somebody like me, never mind me, a vaccine injured person, how long is it going to take on your protocol to roughly to get better,
it depends on the,
to reverse the damage?
It depends on the level of toxicity in the body and the strength of their immune system. Yeah. That's the truth. It can, and okay. How, if you have a chronic illness or, you know, it, how much injury is there, how long there's been injury occurring, there's different factors. So normally, okay, like a couple of Pfizer jabs, it can take 6 to 8 weeks, depending on how the level of toxicity, like what, how bad their batch was. Some people maybe who had Moderna, it can take several months, 4 months for one person. If they had a lot of PCR jabs, because this is also the COVID vaccine, if you've gotten a PCR jab, the masks are also COVID vaccination. You know, it can take longer. It 4 months if there's a lot of, because there's parasites, parasitic infestation, these GMO parasites from those PCR jabs.
Okay. So what, between sort of 2 and 4 months?
I tell people you need to, you know, start with 3 months, 3 month goal of detox. By then they feel much, much better. And then they're on the road to recovery so that they're really happy. It doesn't matter if it's going to take another 2 months or 1 month to get all this stuff out.
I can't imagine how wonderful it would be to feel normal. I haven't felt normal since forever. And it's really tedious. And my heart goes out to all those people who've been vaccine injured. I'm presuming that it can't do you. I mean, once you've got myocarditis, for example, or what about the blood clots? Presumably those are not reversible, are they?
Of course. Yep, absolutely. Oh, really? And you can reverse that very quickly within hours, days. I know. Yeah, really. I know.
No.
How. Blood clotting is, well, it depends on the severity of the clots. But yeah, I mean, you can decoagulate the blood very quickly. It's at least with my protocol. So what else? What else did you ask?
What I was going on to ask was, you know, what I would like would be a situation where I did not have to spend the rest of my life bombarding myself with expensive.
Oh, you don't have to.
Supplements and oils.
No, no. I'll give you an example. I have a friend and a client who had autoimmune disease, and she had gotten the swine vaccine, the swine flu shot. For 13 years, she had autoimmune, and she was debilitated. Some days she couldn't get out of bed, and she's a mother. It took 2 months and she started telling me, Ariana, I'm playing basketball with my kids. She says, I haven't done that in years. I haven't done that ever. She goes, I couldn't do that. I would, you know, she would end up being like exhausted and have to be in bed for 2 days. And then after 3 months into her detox, you know, she's telling me that she got her life back and she's, you know, 4 or 5 months now and just so happy. She has her life back. She's not ill anymore.
That's just great. I mean, look, I've got members of my family who've taken the jab, and I'd love to be able to help them. The problem is, you know, that not everyone buys into this kind of crazy shit that you do and I believe in now. It's quite a struggle, isn't it? Persuading people that,
because we've been manipulated from the cradle to the grave is decades of this, this whole system. We are branded, you know, basically from birth with the birth certificate. So it's a whole system of slavery, and it's a system designed to enslave, including people's minds. So they're in slavery, they're in servitude to the beast, you know, if you will. I don't have a better word to describe it. So they're still in that servitude, and they have to break free or they will lose their lives.
Tell me some more stories about your successes, because I always like.
Well, the first person that I detoxed, she'd had 2 Pfizer jabs, and I used the salt isolate, the redox molecules, and just 5 supplements. It was vitamin C, vitamin E, zinc, quercetin, and I think I can't remember the other. But anyway, it was just a few vitamins. Her blood was black. She was bleeding black blood and she was terrified. I mean, she's completely black blood and through her period. And then she was in pain all over her body. She couldn't describe where the pain was coming from and she couldn't talk. She was really confused. You could see it was affecting her cognition rapidly. And so she got on my protocol. Within, what was it? It was like 5 weeks. She's saying to us, her boyfriend and I, she's saying, I'm fine. I'm fine. And I was like, really? Like no symptoms? No, I feel great again. I'm fine. You know, she's just completely saying to us she was fine. And then it was like, you know, in fact, I think it was sooner than, I don't know. I think it was 4 weeks. Anyway, 2 weeks later, her period returned and she just, her blood was normal. It was no longer black. It was, you know, and she was fine after that. And for months, for like 6 months, she was fine. Then she went and took the booster. Yeah, no, I kid you not. She went and took the booster and now she's having problems. Oh, I kid you not. She was fully detoxed. Then she goes back to that because her mind, I guess she hadn't suffered enough to be a believer. So it's sometimes people won't listen. They won't seek the truth until they have to, until they're in pain and then they want out of that pain. And then that's when you can help them. Sometimes it gets to that point. So, I mean, sometimes it might be too late if they wait, but I don't believe it's too late. I think that the majority, I think probably 98% of people can be saved from these jabs. I really do.
You seem to be implying that there was a hierarchy of evil in the vaccines. Johnson & Johnson's worse than
Moderna
Pfizer.
Moderna seems to be the worst.
Is that right?
They throw the whole kitchen sink at people. Oh, yeah. Things that come out of people's bodies who have had Moderna. Organoids, parasites, hydra vulgaris, transgenic hydras. I've seen it coming out of people's stools, coming out of their you know, when they throw up. They spit out these organoids and species that you're like, what is this? It's just some new species. Some things with, yeah, I mean, and I found all this stuff in the studies too. It's not just, do I see it in my practice? Do I see it coming out of people's bodies? They document it and send it to me. But it's also, I find this in the studies. I find this in the patents. They're using organoids. They can build a whole new artificial brain inside of a person. And the people who had Moderna, they got the worst. They got a lot of this stuff in their body. And it will keep coming and it will keep coming. And it fights back and tries to survive and live. And it takes root in their bodies and different in their brain and in their women's reproductive organ, their uterus area. It can spread and be shed onto their children, and then it takes root in them. And this is real. But it also can still be detoxed. I mean, it may take months and months.
Okay.
And it may be some suffering involved, but it's doable, and people have.
This is which of your children would you have to kill if you had one to kill question, but if you had to take one of the vaccines, I mean, this is a question I get asked by people whose job requires them. What's the least awful of the vaccines?
I don't think there is a least awful. They're all bad.
The Sinovac?
And it depends on the level of toxicity that they inject in too. I mean, if you start to detox right away after taking the shot, I mean, I suppose it's possible to just get it all out. What something seems to trigger an activation of this technology at some point in time. People can be fine for an entire year and then bam, they drop. They either drop dead or they get sick or, like if it's an athlete, athletes drop dead, you know, without warning. Or they can suddenly get sick. Like the COVID or whatever, and then it's a long COVID and it continues to go on and they continue to be sick and their immune system never recovers and then they get progressively worse. And if there's no intervention, they will continue to get worse, not better.
So there are lots of people out there who've had the jab,
right,
with no ill effects. How, say they're a dear relative, how would you find out whether they were going to have long-term consequences? And how would you sort of, is there any way of testing?
I have seen a scientific report by scientists that even the saline has this delayed release technology, is contaminated with it.
Oh, so you do believe saline ones?
Yeah, there's three different levels of batches. Very, very bad, medium bad, and then the saline. But the saline has delayed release technology in it. It has a weapon system in it that stays in your body, and it can be activated externally by frequency. So possibly that's what the 5G is for. And when it's activated, you get sick. Suddenly, bam, you get sick. And it's fresh poisoning in the body. And those things that come out, parasites, GMO parasites, it's a whole weapon system, and it starts to replicate, self-replicating, and it keeps growing, they keep growing, they get bigger, they spread, they start doing what they're programmed to do, they can attack a lot the frontal cortex of the brain, and people lose their cognition. A large percentage of people, like almost everybody now, is affected in their frontal cortex once they get the so-called COVID. These.
Do you know what?
Yeah, just go ahead.
Karen. No, you just reminded me that when in the early days of my Lyme disease, one of the things I used to get was a numbness on round here on my head. Right.
Gene deletion. They're targeting the X chromosome in the gene, in the brain, and they're trying to decrease our power, our ability to respond, our cognition, our, you know, mental capacity, our intelligence, all of that. They are knocking out genetic codes in the brain. And I did document this on my website. This is what causes autism. It's gene deletion. It's targeted assaults with nanotechnology on the brain. And they're deleting the X chromosome. And studies have proven that that is what causes autism. There's like four of them that I, Yeah.
Can you reverse autism?
That's easy. Cancer, it's easy. It's so easy. I mean, it's not for me. It's like, I'm like, yeah, duh, it's not rocket science. But I know that, like, my whole life I've been in this reality. My father was reversing cancers for decades ago, stage 5, even brain cancer, when people were declared they're going to be dead in 2.5 months. I watched the people reverse it. So I understood that the body can do that. And so, you know, yeah. Autism, look, if you don't get the right super nutrients in your body to empower your body to repair from that injury, it will stay a lifetime.
Yeah.
It will potentially stay a whole lifetime in the person and be a disability, but it can be reversed. Yeah.
Okay.
And fast. It doesn't take long.
That's really exciting. I hope people have. I thought this podcast got off to a really crap start because we were just all over the place. And I think the your problem is that you're not a slick saleswoman. You're great when you're talking about actually what you do, and you're not very good at the.
I'm not good at promoting myself at all. I forget what to say. No. And I forget what you're people not. Need to hear to trust in me.
And also, I have to say, the first conversations we had, you were very difficult to talk to because it was a nightmare. I was thinking, who is this bloody crazy woman who is snapping at me?
The reason is because I'm so overloaded. I've been working 7 days a week for about 2 years, doing anything, whatever. I don't even get paid for half the work I do. And I just sort of keep it that way because it keeps me honest. You know, it's not really not about money, but I'm earning because I'm working so much, you know, it's right. But I'm helping people. That's the point. And like, I purposefully wanted to set the income that I make. I set these goals for myself so that I have to work hard to achieve, you know, and like, even I don't take advantage of people because of the situation that we're in. That's not me. So I'm not good at promoting myself. I really am not. I suck at it. And
yeah, but look, I think those that we haven't lost from the beginning, there are going to be people who listen to this podcast and think, well, hell, I might just give this woman a chance because this is my health or this is my loved one's health. It really, really matters. And I would be so happy if you can do what you say you can do.
I love to relieve suffering. I see the suffering that people go through with their health as completely unnecessary. People don't need to suffer. They suffer because they trust in a system that is not designed to help them. And we have to disengage from that system because that system is now committing democide. And so, you know, I recognize that this knowledge is needed and the knowledge I have is needed. And I'm more than happy. And most of what I do is just educating people on how the body works. And it's the most beautiful thing in the world to get a report a couple months later of somebody who is feeling so much better. And then a couple months after that, I have my life back. And to relieve that suffering, it's
there's nothing greater for me.
I hope that person will be me in a few months. Just to go back to a point you made earlier about alkaline. In the old days, before 1909 or whatever, whenever it was, when allopathic Rockefeller medicine came in, did people have a more? Do people live longer, or did they have? Did they have an alkaline diet?
Sure, I mean,
how does it work?
Farming, right? They were eating. They were living with the soil and growing their own food, and it was things where everything was our.
Well, the ones in the country were.
Yeah,
well,
I mean, everything was organic, but I think this system was put into place during the last Great Reset. I think there was a Great Reset after the Spanish flu democide. And, you know, and they set into place this whole new system that we're enslaved in and taught us a false history, disconnecting us from our roots and our ancestry. And we have to rediscover that now. We have to, of course, we have this problem with these, you know, elites that are supremacists and think that they have a right to, you know, transhumanize us. We have a big problem with that because they're here on the earth with us, right?
Oh,
and they got some pretty powerful toys that they're playing with, which is, you know, cross species genetic genomics and this CRISPR-Cas9 gene editing tool. You know, they're going crazy with it now to keep their power.
Yeah.
And to make people more enslaved so that they can teach another. And, you know, they want a big democide again so that they can reset again and teach a fake history again and make people further away from their roots and also completely enslaved so that they can't come out of it. And this is sort of where they are trying to push us. But at the same time, it's an opportunity for us to reclaim our power and to discover who we really are. And to create a new system outside of that system. I mean, I am very proud that my protocol is 100% pharma-free. I don't use ivermectin. I don't use anything that is from pharma. I've proven we don't need it. We don't need them for anything.
Yeah.
We have everything we need in the nature.
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. This is an extra question. I had a riding accident. Well, actually, it was a hunting accident, and I had surgery to, you know, and after surgery, I ended up having a pulmonary embolism, and I was put on this expensive treatment. What's the natural stuff you use for blood clots?
Pine oil is one of the main ones. Pine oil reverses the coagulation cascade, and also I use the redox molecules. Salt, when you electrify the body, it balances the pH and it reverses coagulation. So the right kinds of salts, these super nutrients like, pine. Pine is one of the most important supplements in my protocol. It's essential. I put everybody on it because it's a food. You can't... you know, you can use it every day for the rest of your life. And when you take 30 drops of pine oil, it's like eating a big green salad, leafy green salad. That's how much nutrients you get. It's phenomenal. And it treats pain of all kinds. It treats depression. It's an antidepressant, kills parasites. It kills these genetically modified parasites.
I better order some.
Yeah. I love pine.
Okay. That's cool. I haven't ordered the palm oil, the pine oil yet. But I have got the black seed oil.
Yeah.
And I'm going to, after this conversation, I'm going to go and have some redox and some black seed oil.
Absolutely.
To reward my body and to kill the evil. So, Dr. Ariana, where can people
follow me on Telegram. My handle is @dr for doctor, and then my name, Ariana Love, @Dr. Ariana Love. It's pretty easy. You can leave a comment telling me that you want to get in touch with me. I read the comments, and I can message you directly. That's the quickest way. You can also email me at metanutrients
That's M-E-T as in Tom, A, Meta Nutrients, with an S, metanutrients at protonmail.com. That's my email.
Okay. I'm going to put this stuff in the text below this podcast so people can go to your stuff. Well, look, I won't say good luck because it sounds like it's not about luck. But I wish you all the best in treating lots of people and making them healthy. And it's been
great meeting you too, James. Thanks for having me on.
Good. Well, thanks a lot. And I'm really happy. I mean, I really am happy if people can be cured. Have their symptoms reversed of a vax injury.
It's doable. It's possible. I mean,
that's just great.
Yeah.
Please God, let it be so. Great. Thanks a lot. You're listening to The Dellingpod with me, James Dellingpod. Thank you very much for your support. I hope that you've enjoyed this. And if you'd like to support me, please do on Patreon, Subscribestar, on Locals, and Substack. Yeah. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Thanks again, Dr. Ariana. Bye-bye.